Legion.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. On today's broadcast, lots of cool things to talk about. In this half hour, we're going to be joined by the Route 66 Cadillac guys. Two guys that not only lived a dream, but they also wrote a book about it. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by the content manager for CarsDirect.com. And we're going to be talking about the website and all the cool stuff that you can find there. Coming up in hour number two on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, who's going to give us some holiday gift ideas. Yes, Christmas and the holidays are indeed upon us, so if you haven't started your shopping, like me, you better start soon. Also coming up in hour number two, Stacy Hamilton from Pep Boys will be joining us to tell us about winter car care advice. In hour number three, also heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by an executive from the Ford Motor Company who's going to be telling us about the all-new 2015 Ford Mustang. They've already showed it off to the world. It won't go on sale to the fourth quarter of next year, but we'll give you the inside scoop. And also, we'll talk to an executive from a company that rates dealers. That's all on today's version of Auto World, today's edition. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, I really enjoy talking with these two guys. We'll do a little brief visit here today for a half hour or so, but we're going to get them back on for a full hour because there's always so much to talk about with these two guys. They are friends. They've been friends for 20-plus years, and they had quite an adventure riding Route 66. It took them 2 years to compose and publish the book. It's called Route 66, The People, The Places, The Dream, and it makes for an excellent holiday gift idea. It's my pleasure to welcome first to the airwaves of Auto World, let's welcome Bob Walton. Bob, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Bob.
And also your co-conspirator is with us here today, Sal Santoro. Welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing, Sal?
Doing great, Bob. Thank you so much for having us. I think co-conspirator is a pretty good part of my job description anyway.
Well, let's do a little history lesson here. You guys met back in 1991. You're both classic Cadillac collectors, and traveling Route 66 had been on both of your bucket lists for many, many years. You retired both in 2008. And that's about the time that you first started talking about doing this adventure.
Absolutely. When, of course, traveling Route 66, as hopefully your listeners know, is a long journey. It's over 2,000 miles from Chicago to L.A., and it's not something you can do on a weekend, certainly, or even on a week or two vacation. So we had to wait until we were retired and had the time to plan it out and do it right.
And you left in May of 2009, leaving New Jersey and heading west. And Sal, I understand you decided to take the trip in Bob's 68 Cadillac convertible. Was that okay with you, or do you, or would you have preferred to have taken your vehicle? What were some of the reasons why you decided on Bob's?
Well, Bob loves driving his car wherever and whenever he can. Not that I don't, But I think, Bob, more so is get out on the road and find a place to go in his car. And I love doing the same. We actually considered taking both cars, one of my collector Cadillacs as well as his 68 convertible. But we realized early on in the thought process that that wouldn't be nearly as much fun as being together in one car. So I acceded to him and let him do the driving. That allowed me to do a lot of the photography and the navigating and, as you said, be the co-conspirator.
Very good. And, Bob, along the way, all the thing, we got so many things to tell people, but one of the cool things for the auto enthusiasts listening to the show is that you visited several auto museums on your way to Route 66 and also visited many cool car things on the Mother Road as well.
That's correct. You know, being car guys, we didn't want to just race on the interstate to Chicago to get on Route 66. We realized Sal had a reference book that listed all of the car museums by state. So we had kind of had it planned out. So by the time we got to Chicago, we had already done five or six major museums. And I know your listeners are car people. There are some fabulous museums. The Studebaker Museum in South Bend is just outstanding. The Auburn Court Duesenberg Museum in Auburn. The NATMUS, which is right behind, is literally the building right behind the ACD Museum in Indiana. The Packard Museum. There's actually two of those. We did one of them. And we did the part of the collection in Cleveland, part of the Chase Western Reserve. Sal, help me with the name of that museum.
Well, it's another one that I don't want to switch gears, but the one we didn't realize was there because it wasn't in my book and it was brand new at the time was the Hudson Museum in Shipshewana, Indiana. So we saw, I guess, thousands of cars in museums before we ever got to Route 66 to the main part of our trip, but and then during, as you said, Bob, during the trip on the Mother Road, I mean, we saw cars being used as daily drivers that would be considered classics anywhere else in the country, as well as some great museums along the way.
Absolutely. You guys spent 21 days on the Mother Road, and Sal, you took thousands of photos, and folks can check this out in the book, and visited all kinds of cool sites and historic sites, and of course, met all kinds of new Route 66 friends. You kept a daily journal of all your travels every night, met a new and different hotel. That can be an adventure in itself. Bob, tell us a little bit about how the old Cadillac ran during the adventure, and also about its ability to attract people. I understand that your old Caddy convertible was just a magnet.
Yes, that's true. I'll do the mechanical end first. I do some of the work myself, but I'm not really a mechanic. I can replace parts. I'm not very good at diagnosing or doing anything internal in an engine. So I have a fella in Newark, Dave Clattenburg, who really keeps my car in tip-top shape. And over the years, as Sal said, I've driven it to 33 different states, mostly to Cadillac LaSalle Club Grand Nationals, which are moved around the country. Every year it's in a different location. So mechanically, the car was in excellent condition. And my greatest fear was electrical issues, because with a, you know, 40-plus-year-old wires and devices on the car, that those are unpredictable. And it turns out we did have some electrical issues, but nothing that we couldn't handle and resolve on the road.
Well, hallelujah. Straight ahead, more with the Cadillac guys, the Route 66 Cadillac guys. And that's the website, www.route66cadillacguys.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
The name of the book is called Route 66, The People, The Places, The Dream. It's got about unbelievable amount of photographs in this book. I know that the two gentlemen here that lived this dream and wrote this book together, Sal Santoro and Bob Walton, just put a tremendous amount of work into it. More than 8,000 photographs were taken along the journey, and all kinds of wonderful adventures are shared within the book. And again, you can visit www.Route66CadillacGuys.com and get the inside story. And what a great holiday gift idea. Can you actually purchase the book right online there, Sal, at Route66CadillacGuys.com?
Absolutely, Bob. In fact, to make it a little bit easier, we actually have also abbreviated. You can get it on that website and also on www.Route66Guys.com. So a little quicker and easier to type it in. You can preview the book. You can view some information about our trip. And, of course, purchase the book. And it does it for anybody that loves cars, Americana. I mean, Route 66 is America's main street, and people from all around the world enjoy Route 66. We met so many wonderful people on that road, not only the people who live there, but the other visitors traveling Route 66, many of them from overseas. And, in fact, we've sold many books to Route 66 aficionados overseas in Europe and New Zealand and Australia and all over the place. The people is really the first part of the book. The people, the places, the dream of Route 66. We just saw so much, enjoyed it so much, that we had to share it. And the enthusiasm that we developed for it and that we still have for it, it is living the dream. And we hope that it encourages people to go ahead and live their dream, whether it's Route 66 or whatever it might be.
So true, Sal. Bob, you were telling us a little bit about, you worried a little bit about electrical problems, and you had one electrical situation, I understand, in Illinois, but you got through that okay. How about the rest of the journey? Did the 68 Caddy convertible hold up pretty well?
Mechanically, it was just wonderful. It just purred like a kitten the whole time, and to be honest, the coming home, I was on the interstates most of the time coming home, and out west where you have the higher speed limits, that old Cadillac was made to roll down the highway, and that's exactly what it did. And I think there were some very surprised people driving modern cars being passed by a very large old red Cadillac convertible.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's touch on some of the, we've got so many to talk about here, but a lot of these things I have never seen, so I'm really interested to get your take on. Let's talk about Abraham Lincoln's home in Springfield, Illinois. What was that like, Bob?
Well, Sal and I are both, one of the reasons I think that we get along so well is we're interested in a lot of things, and it turns out that an awful lot of the things we're interested in are parallel. But one of them is history. And to stand on Abraham Lincoln's front steps and look at the door, and the door has a little name thing that says A. Lincoln, and realize that's where the man lived. And that's where the family went back to after his unfortunate assassination. And anyone who's anywhere near Springfield really should get themselves into that area, because there are blocks and blocks of homes that were kept the way they were in the mid-1800s. And there's no automobiles allowed. It's a pedestrian only. And it's just a fascinating area, just wonderful. It was thrilling to us.
That's
literally like
great. Stepping
back 150 years in time, walking the streets there, the gravel roads with the buggies and the, you know, it just was chilling. Like other experiences we had, it was such a high and a low in terms of experiences. Like we visited the Oklahoma City Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was so awe-inspiring, seeing that sight of that terrible, unfortunate situation there. and yet then the opposite end of the spectrum, meeting people that just made your day by celebrating the beauty of America and the glory of Route 66 and the 50s and 60s, and we were teenagers again.
That's great. Sal, Bruce Springsteen immortalized this place in a song, and you guys actually visited the Cadillac Ranch. Tell me all about it.
Well, you know, as you said earlier, I mean, that's how we met. We're Cadillac collectors. We love all kinds of cars, but specifically our big old Cadillacs. And the Cadillac Ranch out in Amarillo, Texas, was a spot that was on certainly on our must-see list. It's a series of automobiles of Cadillacs from the 50s and 60s, the fin era, buried nose down, fin up, in a row in a farm just outside the city. And historically, it's tradition that visitors bring a can of spray paint, as we did, and leave their mark on one or several of those massive vehicles that are protruding from the soil. And we just had a whale of a time visiting that, one of the highlights of our trip, certainly.
That's great. I understand, too, that you guys visited a livestock auction in Amarillo, Texas. What was that like?
Well, I tell you, for a couple of guys born and raised in North Jersey, we don't see cattle too often. And one of the recurring things that we kept being reminded about was timing is everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, we would come to an attraction or a museum or something we wanted to see, and we happened to be there when it was closed. But more often than not, we lucked out, and the cattle auction was one of those things. We had met the owner of the Big Texan, the steak ranch, where they give you the free 72-ounce steak if you can eat it in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And he had said to us, you guys interested in going to this cattle auction? We said, yeah. He said, well, it's only once a week, and it's right now. And it's only a few blocks away from here. So he gave us directions, and these two Jersey boys went in, and we were probably the only guys there without cowboy hats or at least a John Deere hat or some other farm agricultural reference hat. And it was interesting because it was just like the Barrett Jackson car auctions, except it was on the hoof. And they've got it down to a science. Each animal is only there 20, 30 seconds. It's a U-shaped thing. It comes in one side, goes through, and goes out the other side. It was fun for us. And again, some people may not find that interesting, but the two Jersey boys, we said, this is a part of America we've never seen before.
Oh,
and
so
it's just
true. Hold that thought,
guys. You can live it all in the book.
That's right. Hold that thought. We'll hold you over for a few more moments. This is Auto World. We're live. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. The holidays are here. That's right, Christmas is just around the corner. And have we ever got a really cool gift for you folks out there? If you like a good story and you love cars, this is a book that you must get. It's called Route 66, The People, The Places, and The Dream. It was released in July of 2012, and people like myself are still talking about it, and we are very pleased to have the authors of this book and the guys who did this great adventure, Sal Santoro and Bob Walton, with us here on Auto World. We were scheduled in this segment to be joined by the content manager for CarsDirect.com. I do a lot of writing for CarsDirect.com, so Christian Gullickson is not only a friend but also one of my bosses. So he is not picking up his phone, so we're going to see what happens here. If Christian calls in, we'll get him on the air. Otherwise, we're going to continue with these two Cadillac guys and tell everybody more great stories that you can check out in the book and also on the website, Route 66 Cadillac Guys. AutoWorld.com. Let's talk about some of the other cool things that you encountered along the way. Bob, tell us about some of the iconic hotels that you stayed at. You know, all in the course of the journey here, as you mentioned, every night was a different hotel, and you ate in, I would imagine, so many different restaurants. What were some of your favorite hotels and restaurants? And then we'll let Sal chime in with some of his favorites.
Well, I think at near the top of the list has to be the Wigwam Motel, in which you sleep in a teepee.
You're kidding.
No, there was a whole series of these years ago. I believe there were seven or eight of them, and there are only two left. And we stayed in the one that's in Rialto, California. And they had just been refurbished because they're not new. And believe it or not, they're much more roomy inside than you would think. Even when you get there from the outside, you say, geez, you know, how big can it be? But it really is nice. There's two full-size beds in there and a table and chairs and a TV and just about anything you could need. And it was just fun. And there Molly was sleepy in a teepee.
I had no idea that anything like that existed. That is so cool. Sal, how about your favorites on the hotel list? So what were some of your favorites?
Bob, there were so many as my co-conspirator Bob said, but I think I'll pick the Hotel El Rancho in Gallup, New Mexico as a very unique and interesting place to stay. It's a wonderful old building. It's very large, and it was the place where the stars stayed back in the day, in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, when movies were being filmed on location out in the desert, the cowboy movies and the other movies that were being done out there. This is a beautiful old place that is probably not far different than it was 50, 60, 70 years ago, and it's lined with photos of all the stars who stayed there, and all are autographed, and in fact each room is named for a star, a movie or TV star who stayed there. We happen to be in the James Cagney room the night we stayed at Hotel El Rancho. That's in Gallup, New Mexico. Quite an interesting place, an experience in itself.
That sounds fabulous, Sal. How about in the realm of eating, are both of you guys food fans, let's put it that way? Are you both equally into food, or are one of you more into eating than the other?
Oh, boy.
We both love to eat.
That was a great question. The thing is, though, that I tend to eat much more frequently than Sal does.
Okay, Bob.
I think probably if you weighed all the food we ate all day, it would probably be the same. But
I
might eat three or four or five times a day, and Sal, two or three is all he needs, as long as... As long as his coffee cup is full.
Oh, that's great. Well, Bob, since you tend to eat a little bit more, let's talk about some of your favorite eating establishments along the way. I can only imagine you must have encountered a little bit of something for everybody.
Yes, we did. We tried to stay away from fast food when we could. And we ate at a number of places that were local places, and I don't think we really had a bad meal on the whole trip.
It was so nice to get the taste of the local environment, the local people, the local foods, the mom and pops, the little, as you said, Bob, we're not fast food eaters anyway, but we love to get the taste of the neighborhood, of the places we went, like right in the center of Route 66. The Midpoint Cafe was one of the places in Texas where we stopped, and their specialty is ugly crust pie. It might be ugly, but it's delicious. And and that was one of the places where, you know, it was it's certainly a milestone because it was the center, or at least they claimed to be the geographical center from Chicago to Santa Monica. So that was interesting. Like, for example, the snow cap, the Delgadillo snow cap. Bob, you want to tell them a little bit about that place? It's unique, and it's certainly prototypical Route 66.
Yes. Seligman, Arizona is one of the towns that was bypassed by the interstate. And there were two brothers in that town, the Delgadillo brothers, and they just decided that they were not going to take this sitting down, that they were not going to let their town die. And they worked very, very hard, not just in Seligman, but also the rest of Arizona and all of Route 66 to get people, who lived along the way and vendors to get organized and get people interested. And they decided they had to make everything fun. And when you go to the snow cap, it's this building that was put together in the early 50s by one of the brothers. And it's just it's a must-see place. It's very difficult to describe, but to give you an idea, Sal ordered a milkshake, and the girl behind the counter said to him, "Straw?" And he said, "Yes, please." And she gave him a handful of hay.
Oh, that's a great story. Excellent.
So you kind of go there to be abused or to be made fun of or to have fun with the people. And the whole town is that way. The whole town has kind of a sense of humor. For example, they have an old Edsel park, and it's painted yellow. And it says on the side, the Lemon Cab Company.
Very cool. Tell us about the donkeys that you saw in Oatman, Arizona, speaking of Arizona.
Well, we made many friends. You know, the book says, the book is called Route 66, The People, The Places, The Dream. But we met more than just people along the way because we saw America and we saw wild horses and beautiful animals along the way. But these animals in Oatman, Arizona were very particularly unique in that Oatman is an old mining town just east of the California border. In this town, the mines apparently dried up, and the miners left their donkeys. And the donkeys have now become the celebrities of Oatman, Arizona. and we made friends with us, and they made friends with we made friends with them, and they made friends with us. And we had a great old time feeding the donkeys, and all the tourists along the Route 66 corridor in Oatman do that. Just another unique sight.
Straight ahead, we're going to have more with the Route 66 Cadillac guys. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lugg.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Services to Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways. I don't mind that. You're the kind of person.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're spending an extended visit here with the Cadillac guys, the Route 66 Cadillac guys. Their website is Route66CadillacGuys.com, and they also have a shortened version of that as well. The book is called Route 66, The People, The Places, The Dream. It was released in July of 2012 and makes an absolutely perfect Christmas or holiday gift for that car person on your list or anybody that's curious about history or about Route 66. This is just a great story. And guys, I really appreciate you spending this extra time with us here today. Bob, why don't we reiterate once again, in addition to Route 60, the Cadillac guys, Route 66 website, what's the shortened version of that?
Route66guys.com.
Perfect. And we've had a couple of people email me up here at bob@autoworldradio.com wanting to know if they can get it on Amazon.com or any of the other online book sellers.
Yes, it's also available on Amazon.com.
Oh, hallelujah. That's going to make a lot of people very, very happy. Talk a little bit more about some of the great adventures along the way. And, Sal, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the neon signs and the old drive-in theaters and, of course, I understand you visited some salvage yards in both New Mexico and Arizona, and that must have been quite an experience. But just the architecture and the natural beauty of America, you know, they quite often say, you know, you really don't see this country unless you drive it. I mean, we're all so used to flying, and, you know, it kind of stings a little bit when I hear about younger generations not liking to drive so much. But there's nothing like driving coast to coast.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. You said it. And not only driving, but driving off the interstate. Route 66 nearly passed on because of the interstate being developed. So much of everything along Route 66 almost came to a standstill because in the 50s and 60s, the interstate became the way to go. But now we realize, Bob and I did on our trip, and hopefully many others have and will realize, that if you want to see America, you really need to get off the interstate and go on Route 66 or other similar local roads, see the people, see the places you're not going to see on the interstate, and we certainly did. You mentioned architecture, the old gas stations. I mean, we've all seen pictures, but to see these beautiful old buildings, and you don't think of gas stations as beautiful these days, but these are architecturally beautiful buildings that have been restored in many cases as new as they were 50, 60, 70 years ago. That was wonderful. So many stops along the way, the little towns and the people that, you know, as you said earlier, with the car being a red 68 Cadillac convertible, just seemed to stream from those buildings out to meet us and greet us. It was so wonderful to have such friendly groups of people come out and tell us about what we were seeing. That, you know, we didn't intend to write this book. It just happened because we had such a wonderful experience seeing the places, meeting the people, and experiencing America and living the dream.
Bob, tell
us
about your thoughts.
I'm sorry, if I could just follow up on that. More than one reviewer has said that the book, when they read the book, they felt like they were riding along in the back seat of the car with us.
Oh, that's great.
There are many, many excellent Route 66 books. And most of them are written by experts on Route 66, people who have traveled it dozens and some more than 50 or 100 times. Our book is different in that we wrote it as two guys seeing these things for the very first time. And we made a special effort to get the wow factor in for the reader so they felt the excitement that we felt. They feel the excitement that we felt when we saw these things for the first time and these things happened to us. So we really try to draw the reader into the story.
That is great. I got to hear
about... We were a little concerned after the first 5 or 6 days that how long it was going to take us, because we were just having such a good time that we realized we hadn't gotten through Illinois, the first state, in 5 days, and we still had 7 states to go.
Oh, that's great. Bob, why don't you tell us about the jubilant arrival at the Santa Monica Pier. What was that moment like?
Well, you know, the thing is, if you did it in a modern car, it would be an achievement. Anybody driving cross country to successfully make it 3,000 miles from the Atlantic to the Pacific would be somewhat of an achievement. But when you do it in a car more than 40 years old, and you never know each time you turn the key what's going to happen, when we got to the Santa Monica Pier, we really had a celebration. And one way that I've expressed that is I feel that Lewis and Clark could not have been a whole lot happier when they saw the Pacific for the first time.
Oh, that is great. Sal, you must have also felt the same way as Bob.
Oh, it's indescribable, and that's why I'm so glad we took the pictures we took, and thank goodness for digital photography. as you mentioned earlier, Bob, we took over 8,000 pictures between us. And the toughest part of putting the book together was choosing which pictures. And we ended up with over 500 color pictures in the book. And I think, you know, if you do nothing but look at the pictures, first of all, you get the feeling of the excitement and the joy, the exhilaration, especially that day on the Santa Monica Pier. But all throughout the book, of seeing the unusual sights and the people we met, I mean, it's just fun. And people tend to go from there to the captions, and then from there, the third time around, they read the text. But the pictures tell the story, and it was just quite an experience that, you know, it just had to become a book because our friends got tired of hearing all our stories and said, guys, write a book. So we said, sure.
That's great. And after arriving at the Santa Monica Pier, it didn't stop there. You guys went on to visit, in my opinion, one of the best museums in the country when it comes to automobiles, the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles, as well as the absolutely beautiful Nethercutt Museum in California. Boy, I'm sure you guys would agree with me. If you're out in California, if you get a chance to go out there, whether it's on vacation or business, and you're a car person, you got to check these locales out.
Yes, those are both spectacular museums. And our book is on sale at the Peterson Museum in the gift shop.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great honor that is. Also, you spent a week in Las Vegas. I didn't realize this, at the Cadillac and LaSalle Grand National. What was that like, Sal?
Well, we planned the trip for this particular time and this particular year, knowing that the as Bob had mentioned earlier, the Cadillac and LaSalle Grand National occurs around the country at a different location each year. In this particular year, it was in Las Vegas, and certainly we would be there. And since we were going to go to Las Vegas, we felt this was the time to do Route 66, end up on the West Coast, and then double back to the show. And the show was magnificent. We've chronicled it in the book because we do have our entire 38-day journey in the book, not just the time we spent on Route 66. We give you that time we spent prior to and after Route 66, including the week in Vegas. And it was fun, and it was exhilarating to take that top down on the Cadillac and drive down the Las Vegas Strip, which is a full-page color picture of Bob. As I stood out, risking my life in the traffic out there, taking the picture on the Strip, and then, of course, the show, being a couple of Cadillac guys that week there with hundreds of beautiful old Cadillacs was a joy as well. It was like the cherry on top of the icing on top of the cake for us for our trip.
Excellent.
Right, and that was an indoor show. We had 100, I believe, roughly 150 of the cars were indoors in the air-conditioned convention hall at the hotel. So it was very, very nice, even though it was pretty warm outside.
Well, I love talking with you guys. We'll do this again soon, Bob and Sal. Thank you so much for your time here today. Everybody check out Route 66, the people, the places, the dream. Available on Amazon.com as well as on the website Route 66 Cadillac Guys. And thank you guys so much for being here with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.